We're on Mem Amud Aleph. Top. We're going through the psukim that are supposed to be said at the time of Birkas Kohanim. In the Ila do you make Kippur? On the Ila and Kippur, what psukim do you add? My Omar Mar Zutra the Amri Lov Masnisat Chana Kiche Tan. What's this? Masnisa Mesnama Tana it's supposed to be. Masnisa Tana. Kichen Yivara Gvar Gever Re Hashem Yech Hashem Itzion Re'ei Betuv Yerushalayim Kodim Echayecho Re'ei Vonim Vanecho Sholom Yisrael. So those are the psukim you say on Ne'ila of Yom Kippur. Heichan Omra. So where do you say these psukim? Rav Yosef Omer Ben Kol Bracha Bracha. Between the brachas you say them. Right? Rav Sheshes Omer Bahaskoras Hashem. And Rav Sheshes said when the Kohanim are saying Shem Hashem, and they were marich in the Shem Hashem, then what's it called? The Kahal said these psukim. Pligi bor Rav Mori v'Rav Zvid, chad omer psuka lekavel psuka, v'chad omer akol psuka omer lehu lekula. One says that you say one of these. There's three. There's a group of three psukim for each different day. So one says you say one pasuk per each bracha. And the other one says that you say all three for each bracha. You repeat them, all three of them. Omra b'chia baraba, kol ha'omra b'gvul v'nenu el'toa. This was only said in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the Beis HaMikdash, which I didn't have a chance to look into it, but it's very bikasha. Because in the Beis HaMikdash there weren't three brachas. There was just one bracha, one long bracha. So there's no hepsik between them. Nobody answered omein or whatever. Could be still, even though they didn't answer omein and they did it as one bracha, still when they finished the sentence, that's when they said these psukim. Right, but outside of Beis HaMikdash, according to this, Bechlau, these psukim are irrelevant to us. Omra b'chanina bar papa teva. To the mikdash nomi lo mi boi le memrena. Really? You shouldn't even say it in the mikdash. Why did they say it in the mikdash? It's covered for the Shem HaMeforesh. Since they said Shem HaMeforesh, Rashi says, so that's covered for that, they said it. But really, there's a reason even in the mikdash not to say it. Why klum yesh lecho evit shebevorchem also ve'eno mazin? Right? Is there any Eved? They're giving him a brach, he doesn't listen. He's starting saying psukim. Om Ravacha Bar Chanina, Teda, the Bigvul, and Nomi Boilamin. And Ravacha Bar Chanina says, no, just the opposite. Really, there's a reason to say it even Bigvulin. Right? If it wouldn't be that the halacha would be only in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What's the Svara? Klum Yesh Eved, Shemavorchim also. Dein Masbir Ponim. Is there an Eved? They're giving a brach, he doesn't show that he appreciates it. So saying these psukim show that we appreciate the brach. So the shaila is, it better to keep quiet and listen, or the better to show your appreciation? Omra vavo mirei shavi amina lehu. I used to say it even bigvulin, right, outside the Beis HaMikdash, because of this svara. Kivan de chazino leila, Rabbi Abba de Minako, de lo amra lehu, ano nami lo amina lehu. When I saw Rabbi Abba de Minako, didn't say these psukim, because he basically held it was only said in the Beis HaMikdash, and outside the Beis HaMikdash wasn't proper to say, so it was only out to cover of the Shem HaMeforesh, but otherwise the Svara is, you keep quiet and listen to the bracha, so I stopped saying it. Let's see Rashi till here. Bahaskoras Hashem, Kshakohanim Maskirus Hashem. While the Kohanim are saying Shem Hashem, so in say, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, they said it Bahavlo. They said it hidden in the niggun that they were saying. So therefore there was time to say these psukim. Psuka lekabel psuka, kishakohanim omrim posik rishon, vehem omrim echod me'elu. When they said yivarechacha, they said one of these three psukim. Visheni hoy omris hasheni. And then when they said yoer, they said the second one. And when they said yisa b'shlishi, yas ha'shlishi. Vehem musa vehem b'mincha, sharikulam shlosha shloshaim. They're all groups of three. These psukim were only said as a special cover to the Shem HaMeforesh, but outside the mikdash that didn't apply. And just like we said, the svara is just the opposite. There, keep quiet. There's a svara even to say it outside the Beis HaMikdash because you're showing that you appreciate the bracha. The Areva Allah, the Tigmal Rabu Allah Bekach, and he thanks the Rabbanu Shalom for giving him this bracha. Okay. The Omer Rabavo, so the halacha lemaisa, it says you shouldn't say these psukim. And even though now, what's it called, it says some people are say them when the Kohanim are menagin, what's it called, between the brachas, right? Before, like, before the end word. So on Yontif, they're menagin, and people say the Ribono Shel Olam, so then they can say these psukim also. And some say no, the Ribono Shel Olam is for a cholom that maybe you had, that may be something serious. Maybe it's a cholom that has a serious life-threatening meaning. But these psukim is still better not to say. So the halacha is l'maisa, better not to say them. And the places where they have the minhag to say them while the kohanim are, what's it called, are being marich. And then they say all three for lechora for each one, or yeah, all three for each one, three psukim for each thing. Okay. V'omer Rabavo, merei shavei amina in v'sinoi ana. I used to think I was a humble person. Kiven de chasinu le rabba abadu min aku, do omer ihu chad tama, vo omer amore chad tama, vo lo kopid, aminu lav in v'sinoi ana. Then I saw what Rav Abba de Minako, he was the Rosh Shiva, and he was giving a shiur, and they used to give the shiur through the microphone, who was called the Meturgaman. So he would whisper to the Meturgaman, and the Meturgaman would say what he said to the Tzipor. This Meturgaman was a Mechutzev, and he thought he knew better than the Rosh Shiva. So he heard what Rav Abba de Minako said, and he said something else. He said something else. And obviously what he said was good, because otherwise Rav Abba Menachem would have corrected him. So he said what he said was as good as what he was saying. Right? It just wasn't the same thing. And it wasn't makbid. Right? Fine. Want to say it? Fine. My in the sinuse, the Rav Avo said, I thought I was humble. What was his humility? The Amrele Devisu, the Amore the Rav Avo, the Devise the Rav Avo, right, the Meturgaman of Rav Avo, these Meturgamanim obviously got carried away with their job. So the Meturgaman of what's it called, of Rav Avo, told the wife of Rav Avo, Hadi don lo tzorich leila didach, v'haydid gochin takif alei yakrobi alma hu da'ovidle. Really, my husband doesn't need your husband. He could say the shir himself. He doesn't need to have your husband whisper the shir, and he's just a microphone. Right. But I said, why does he bother to listen to what your husband says, right, and not say it on his own? Because he wants to give kavod, Rashi says, to the Bekeser, because Ravo was close to the Malchus, and al kavod a Malchus, he did it. But she, what's it called, she said, my husband really doesn't need your husband, my husband is just as great as your husband. Azo devisu va'amra leila Ravo. So the wife went, which is a little shaila how she went and told her husband, Lamais, it sounds like a little bit of rechilus. But she went and she told her husband what the other wife said. Omer lo, umay nafchu loch minei uminei iskalis ilo. What difference does it make? The ma'isa, the ikar is that the people should learn Torah. And if what difference does it make if it's from me or from him? Right? Who cares who's greater? So he thought he was an honor. But it was even greater on Nivus that not the, this one just said, well, I'm as great. But he the ma'isa told the line. The other one went out of his way to go against what he was saying and say something else. V'su Rebavo imnu rabbonin olei l'mimnayo bereisha. Right? They wanted to appoint Rebavo to be the Rosh Hashiva. Kiven dechazil Rav Abba de Minaku denfisha le'bali chovos. But he saw that Rav Abba de Minaku had a lot of debts. Omer lehu ikar rabba. Better appoint him to be the Rosh Hashiva, and therefore he'll get the salary. It says that they, just like a Kohen Gadol, when he becomes great, so they give him money and presents. So too, this way they'll give him money, he'll be able to pay his debts. Okay, see Rashi. Amore ha-metargim l'rabi mashihu lochesh l'bishas ha-drasha. The Rosh Hashiva whispers in the ear of the metargim. The metargim then says it out loud. Lo tzorech l'didoch, chacham hu kamo ba'alech. My husband is just as smart as your husband. So why is he the lackey? Why is he just the microphone? Right? Because Alts Kovet, he does it Alts Kovet Amalchus. But really, he could do it himself. Yakra de Malchusa, Shari Bavohu, Nosu Ponim Beveis HaMelech. Rav Avo was very found a lot of favor by the Malchus. Kedamrin bechagiga nesuponim kigon Rav Avo bekesar uva Sanhedrin. Right, nesuponim, a person who finds favor in the eyes of the Malchus, Rav Avo was an example. The Sanhedrin uva Sanhedrin amrinan dehavu nafke amsa devekesar, the maid servants of the Caesar's house used to go out and greet Rav Avo, Mashrin Kanei, Rabba Da Ami, Madbarna Lumose. They would sing in front of him, and greet him by saying, "You are the spokesman of your people, the head of your people." The Surah Bonin Imdi Aleva, Old Zume Amvasanuso. Another thing that Rav Avo did that showed how humble he was, they wanted to appoint him to be the Rosh Hashiva, and he had Rachmonis on Rav Avo, Abdamin Aku, who had a lot of debts, so better he should be the Rosh Hashiva and get the riches. The Nefisha Lechovo, Shoy Yitzorich Lulubos, he had to borrow a lot of money, and he, once ago, was very poor, so he owed a lot of money. Omer Avo Islan Rabba, Chacham Godel, Veroy Leshi Barosh Yosrinen, somebody better than me, point him. Kadeshi Yoshivu Barosh, Venosin Lo Monos, Umeashirin also, Kadeshi Yachoshuv. The Yishmu Devarav, just like the Kohen Gadol, Gadol Meyechov, Gadleu Meyechov. When you appoint the Kohen Gadol, you give him presents or whatever, make him great, so people look up to him. So to over here, Kedetanya Vakohen Gadol Meyechov, Gadleu Mishalechov. So therefore, they did the same thing with the Rosh Hashivas. Okay, I don't know what happened to that minig, but okay, so okay. Rav Avo v'Rav Chiya Bar Abba Iklu Lahu Asra. Rav Avo and Rav Chiya Bar Abba came to a certain place. Rav Avo dorish b'agadato, Rav Chiya Bar Abba dorish b'shmaisa. So Rav Avo gave a drosha in agadato, and Rav Chiya gave a shir. Rav Chiya Bar Abba gave a shir in halacha. Shavku kolei amal Rav Chiya Bar Abba v'oz l'gabi Rav Avo. So everybody left Rav Chiya Bar Abba. They wanted to listen better to the medrash, to the agadato, than to listen to the halacha. Cholish daite. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba got chalisha sadas. He felt bad. Omer lei. So in order to make him feel good, Rav Avo told him the following. I'll tell you why everybody's coming to me and not to you. Not because I'm greater than you. Because the following reason. One guy selling jewels. The echad mocher mine sidkis. Another guy selling little tchotchkes. Right? Little sewing kits. Amikovtsin. Who does everybody go to? Only the people can afford. The poor people go to the guy who's selling the tchotchkes. They can't afford the jewelry. So most people end up going to the tchotchke seller and not to the jewel, the diamond seller. Same thing over here. Lo al zeh shemocher min yisidkes. Same thing over here. Most people can't understand what you're saying because it's way above their head. So therefore, they come to hear me. That's the simple things. So they're not coming to me because I'm greater than you. Just the opposite. They're coming to me because what I'm saying is simple and what you're saying is very involved. Kul yuma havi malva Rav Chiya Bar Abba malava Rav Chiya Bar Abba l'bavo adush pise. Every day Rav Chiya Bar Abba would escort Ravo, because he was greater than him, till his dwelling place, till his hotel. Mishum yakra deve kesar, because Rav Avo was close to the kesar, so al covered malchus he would escort him. Hahu yuma ilave Rav Avo Rav Chiya Bar Abba adush pise. But here, to make him feel good, since he felt bad that nobody's coming to his shir, and they're all going to listen to this other guy. So Rabbi Avo escorted Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Vafilu hachi lo isof shevdaite minei. And still he didn't feel good, because he felt that he could have been marbitz Torah more, and he didn't have that opportunity. People didn't come to listen. Bisman shishliach tzibur omer moldim ha'am mahim omri. Since we mentioned what this, people say when by Birkas Kohanim, what do they say by moldim? And the Avudram says, why do we say moldim d'rabbanan? Because the shliach tzibur basically is a shliach, right, for people who can't daven themselves. So you can be a shliach to ask for things. You can't be a shliach to thank. You can't send somebody as a shliach to thank somebody. You have to thank yourself. So therefore, when it comes to moldim, you can't be somich on the shliach tzibur. The kahal themselves have to say moldim. So what do they say? Omer Rav, moldim anachnu l'cho Hashem elokeinu asher anachnu moldim lach. We thank you for giving us the ability to thank you. Ushmuel Omar, Elokai, Elokai kol basor al sha'onim modim lach. He adds a little bit more. Elokai kol basor al sha'onim modim lach. Reb Shimai Omer, Yotzreinu Yotze Bereshis, Al Shonim Odom Lach. Each one's adding a little bit. They're not arguing. They're adding a little bit more. Nahardoi Amrei Mishmeid Reb Simoi, Brachos Vahodos, Shimcha Godl, Al Shechison Vekiamtonu, Al Shanachnu Modim Lach. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Messiah Bohochi, Kente Chayenu, Schanenu, Vesepte Kapsenu, the Ses of Golioseinu Lechatzos Kotshecho, Lishmor Chukecho, Velasos, Ritzonecho, Belev of Sholem, Al Shonu Modim Lach. Amra Papa, Hilkach, Nemrinu Lekula, we, our Nusach includes all these things. So therefore we say all of them. Right? Might as well say all of these. Say giving Hodor, say all of it. You're acknowledging the fact that you owe the Rabbanu Shalom, to acknowledge what he gave you. Okay. Hodor doesn't really mean thank you, as Yaakov told me a few times. Right? It's, it means to acknowledge, yeah? Right? To admit. Okay. Shmaitza, Hilchos Din in the Isra Vataras. He was staying over Halachas, a pilpul, in Halacha. Sidkis, Kli Malachas Noshim. Sidkis is like sewing things for women. Vaniim, Kigon Plochim, Machtin, Vitsinoros. It's things that poor people have, you know, pins and needles or whatever. Lo Almochas Sidkis, Bitmi, Amitosh, the Meyam Kalim, Yeshlehem, Konim Harbe. Everybody can go and buy the Sidkis, but not everybody can afford the jewelry. Same thing over here. Everybody can understand what I'm saying because it's simple things. Not everybody can understand what you're saying, which are much more involved things. Lahof is died to Omer. He said it to make him feel good. The fact that we can be attached to you, Rabbanu Shel Olam, and acknowledge what you give us, we thank you for that. They gave us the ability to do that. They're not arguing, they're adding. Okay, Omra Yisrach Lolam Te Ema Sibur Alecha. A person should be afraid of the Tzibur. He should have the awe of the Tzibur, respect them. Shari Kohanim Pneim Klape Yohan Vachareim Klape Yashrina. You see, the Kohanim face the people and their back is to the Aron Kodesh. So you see how important it is to respect the Tzibur. Rav Nachman Omra Mihocha Vayokam Melech David Al Ragla Vayom Rishma Uni Achai Vaami Im Achai Loma Ami Vim Ami Loma Achai, either them their brothers or his nation. Omer Belozer, Omer Lohem, David Lisrael. Im atem shomim li achai atem. If you listen to me, then I'll treat you like brothers and respect you or whatever. So if they listen, then there's an inyan to respect the tzibur. The imlav, however, if they don't listen, then ami atem vani rodeschem b'makel. Then you're my nation and I'll force you with a stick to listen. So where the tzibur listens, they deserve respect and then you have to respect them. If they don't listen, then you have to hit them with a stick and make sure they do listen. Rabbanan Amrei Mihocha, De'ena Kohanim Rishoyim Lalos B'Sandalehen L'Duchen. They said in another place where you see Kovad HaTzibur, that the Kohanim don't go up with sandals on. V'zeo Achas Miteishu Takonos Shehiskin Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. My time, Allah Mishum Kovad HaTzibur, because it's not nice that they should see the sandals full of mud. And the Rashi explains they used to wear robes that covered their feet, so you didn't see their shoes. But when they said Birkas Kohanim, they had to pick up their hands. So their robes went up, and then you could see the sandals. So it wasn't covered for the tzibur to stand there with dirty sandals. Om Rav Ashi lo, Hosam Mishum Shemei Nitzikol Ritzua B'Sandol, Ova Hodor Ozla Mikterei, there's a different reason. We're afraid that since the guy's wearing sandals with laces, a lace is going to get, the strap is going to get broken, and he's going to bend down to fix it, and he's going to go off the duchen to fix his sandals. And people are going to think he's going away because he's not fit to be a Kohen. He's a Ben Grusho Ben Chalutz. He's a Cholom. V'amri Ben Grusho Ben Chalutzahu. So therefore, they said you can't go up with any kind of shoe. Right? You have to go with socks. Right? You can go barefoot also. In the Beis HaMikdash, they went barefoot. But barefoot today is not covered for davening barefoot. And therefore, the Kohanim at least wear socks. Socks, there's no straps to break or whatever. Huh?
Holy socks.
Oh, right.
Holy socks.
Shmiuni achi ve'ami, mashiram hoyel isnadev lebedek habayis lebinyan hamikdash. He was telling them to donate to the Bedek HaBayis for the future building of the Beis HaMikdash. Im atem shomim li li oshleimim lemakom, achai v'chaveri atem, that I treat you with respect, you're my brothers and my friends. Alma melech emas tzibur alav im kesherinim. If the tzibur is kesherim, then he respects them. But if they're not kesherim, then he gives it to them. Ami atem kivushim tachtoi, then you're under my authority. Like we said, they used to wear robes that went to the floor. Right? They exactly fit their size, their height. But when they picked up their hands, the robes went up and you could see their shoes. The hain ain ru'uyim liros, they teach shalahen. It's not proper to show the tzibur your dirty sandals. Dilma mifsika ritsua, ugnayu liatsmo. If the strap broke, people laugh at him. He's wearing torn sandals. The yosef the mikdash, so he goes off the duchen to tie it up, so that people shouldn't laugh at him. The chaverim mevarchim, and his chaverim are saying birkas kohanim. The osi lemeimer ain't a royal in the seus kapayim. V'holach the yosef lo. And they'll say he was up at the duchen, then he came back down. He must have remembered that he's not kosher to the duchen, and they'll be kosher that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. Okay.
Only one day.
Huh?
Only one day.
It's not that they can't assume that he is, but even that for 1 minute they should think that the kohen's pasul is not. Like Gemara said before, that if you duchen sometimes, right, that's fine. If you never duchen, right, then you're over these things. But that's legabe halacha. But over here, we're afraid that people are going to say badly about him. We want to avoid any bad things about any Kohen.